I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So without further ado, this is the Monday, April 22nd, 2024 edition of Fade Brad. Let's get it!
Your love is faded!
Now, it's Jason and John's producer Brad sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to Fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
All right.
You put Tupac on there.
Tupac's on there. You really should have just put Tupac on there.
It's like AI.
Yeah, all right. So three games today. Which means three opportunities for you to make money. I want to say a couple of things before we get to Brad. I have no bets today. That's going to shock everybody. I've been going hard. I need a break. So I have no bets. Now, if it's compelling enough, I will get involved.
Okay.
As of right now, I have nothing today. All right, Brad, let's start it off. Magic Cavs game two, Cavs minus -5 against the Orlando Magic at home.
All right, I'll start with the Cavaliers. I think will win the game. But there's always numbers involved with these things when we're talking about gambling. 5.5 points. I think you've got an angry Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero, young team, chip on their shoulder, trying to prove themselves. This team won 47 games this year. It's right in front of me. Cavaliers only won 48 right in front of me as well. It's just right here. The numbers don't lie. These teams should be closer than the number indicates, and I realize people are going to be on the Cavs tonight probably. Give me Orlando plus +5.5 tonight against the Cavaliers.
All right, well, just it's five now. You're gonna have to go.
I got 5.5.
On what?
ESPN bet. I guess. Yes. Or FanDuel.
6 o'clock on NBA TV.
We're gonna use FanDuel lines because
FanDuel lines. Okay.
FanDuel is where you got your credit.
Yeah, that's where we started this.
So it is plus +5 minus -108.
All right. Okay.
That would that still be your bet? The hook is, I mean, the
Orlando plus +5 is fine.
Orlando plus +5 is fine, Brad fine. Says.
Yeah.
Good to any number. Minus -5.
Plus +5 Orlando.
All right, Orlando Magic plus +5. Brad says they've won more games than the Cavs. I will offer my thoughts after the segment is
over. Okay, all right. Okay. So I have to put myself out there and then you guys review the picks.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I think we can just sort of analyze the game. Yeah. Not as like, oh, Brad's so damn stupid
that,
for this.
It separates the two a little bit. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, all right, moving
and
on.
And by the way, that game is on NBA TV tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to follow along.
There you go. All right, game two.
Yep.
76ers at New York Knicks. Knicks minus -5.5 over at FanDuel. -112.
So, you know, New York is in a really nice position here with all the injury bug problems that have occurred with the 76ers. Let's just put that out there on Front Street. Maxey is nicked up now. Embiid is hurting. Even if he's playing, he's hurting. Even if he scores 30-plus points, he's hurting. All of those problems lead to a problem for Philadelphia. The line here, New York minus -5.5. I'm going with New York in game two. New York Knicks minus -5.5.
All right, there you have it. New York Knicks minus -5.5. That's minus -112 over at FanDuel.
That's a lot of points, but I just think that you know they're already up, so why not? You know, New York.
They're already up, so why not?
Why not?
I got to tell you, Vegas is trembling. All right. Lakers Nuggets game two in Denver. Let me get the exact number here because it will differ. It is going to be Denver -7, -112, Brad Carson.
Yeah. So let me pull up my page here because, you know, I have these.
Pull up that page.
Yeah, the record.
Whatever the hell is on it is
really
gold.
Expert analysis in front of me here.
The road record.
This is the unstoppable force series, and I think all of us agree on this one, right? That Denver looks really awesome. I don't want to put words in your mouth because this is, you know, me being terrible.
I said that. They have 9 in a row they've won.
Yeah, so I did hear that. Fast. But I thought that before. You know, so I thought they had a good effort, the Lakers did, and unfortunately they didn't get it done in game one, and I don't think they'll get it done in game two. What's your line on this one?
-7, -112 at FanDuel.
A lot of points. A lot of points. Having said that, they're going to clear the number. I'll take Denver -7.5.
All right. Well, just -7 is fine. Yeah.
7. Okay.
Yeah. So, Stephen.
Denver,
better.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm with Denver.
Denver, what? Okay. So,
I'm
Denver to cover.
It could be 8 points, and I'd take Denver.
Okay. So, Brad is saying alt lines on Denver Nuggets. All good. Okay. So, we have Magic +5, -108. We have Knicks -5, -112. And then we have Nuggets -7. -112. These are all available as we speak at FanDuel.
All right.
Let's talk about each of these games. I absolutely hate the Magic in this series. As I said yesterday on Sunday Bets with my man PJ Glasser.
Their guard plays.
What about the 5.5 points?
I just don't think it's going to matter. I mean, it is going to be a low-scoring game because that's just what these two teams are going to produce. But you are basically, you're rolling the carcass of Gary Harris Jr. out there, okay? Cole Anthony's never won anything in his life and is not ready for this and is useless if he's not scoring, which he's not against this Cleveland defense. And then Markelle Fultz has never been a scorer, right? Can't shoot the ball. So you're basically, this is all falling to Jalen Suggs. I mean, and the problem for the Magic, are a team, and I guess Franz Wagner, right? Franz Wagner out there as well. The problem for the Magic as it relates to this Cleveland series is that what they want to do is they want to get fouled and they want to get to the free throw line. They want to bang around inside. They want to use their size and they want to get to the foul line. Cleveland is very specifically constructed with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley to not do that, right? You're not going to score inside on them. They're not going to foul you. They don't have to foul you. They'll just use their length. And that's what happened. They were really frustrating all their guards on Saturday. Or was it Sunday? It was Saturday. And so I don't really see that change. I don't know how Orlando adjusts, Jason. I don't know, like,
because you can't change your backcourt.
Exactly. Can they just?
And they're being so outclassed on the perimeter.
And do I think that all of a sudden, overnight, they're going to become good shooters or much better? I know their regular season numbers were better, but we're not in the regular season anymore, as Indiana found out. This is different, you know.
Yep.
And what you did in the regular season really doesn't matter. So you can say, well, if the shooting is normal, it'll look better, but I don't think we can guarantee that the shooting returns to normal in the playoffs, especially the first playoffs for these guys. So I don't see the Magic really being competitive in this series.
I'm the same way. I think Brad's on the wrong side here. Good. That's good for our listeners.
Yes. As it relates to the 76ers and the Knicks series, it's too much guesswork for me with the 76ers right now, right? Like if you told me Maxey is okay and Embiid can last a full game.
Maxey's an illness.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah.
It's questionable tonight for him, I think, is the latest.
Not at shoot around, so that's a concern. I expect him to play, but I don't know for sure.
You'd fight through.
It's just guesswork, though, you know, with the 76ers. I think they match up decently. I mean, they were up 12 in the first quarter there. And I think the Knicks, in terms of game one, got some contributions from guys they cannot expect to get contributions from long term. I mean, you got Deuce McBride out there hitting 5 threes, contested threes, ridiculous threes. How many threes Josh Hart hit in the final 2 minutes?
More than usual.
Yeah.
Like, he's a 30% shooter.
Yeah.
And they were playing off of him and he knocked them down.
Exactly right. And so I think, can you expect, like, but again, none of that matters if I don't have Tyrese Maxey in the game.
That's the problem.
And I don't have a full, you know, 48-minute, you know, effort from, you know, Joel Embiid because he's hurt
or
whatever.
So, number one, he's not in great shape already because he's coming back from the meniscus injury. Number two, you saw clearly on that dunk he came down and he felt something in that knee. Now, credit to him, he came back. He's not the same Embiid in the second half. He was 2 of 11 in the second half, of 0 of 5 in the fourth quarter, did not have one rebound in the fourth quarter. It's not the same Embiid. You're right. They were up double digits the first half. Embiid was good then, getting through. This has changed the series to me. And so
yeah.
I think Brad's going to end up being right on this one if we're just me and you picking here in terms of where he's at. But, again, maybe I'll be surprised. Credit to Embiid going out there and battling through, but he is not the same guy. Again, already laboring, and it seems like it's even worse now. So he was not good in that fourth. If you don't have prime Embiid, I don't think you're winning the series.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think on that one.
I happen to think Brad's on the right side here. We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to lose every game you pick.
Hopefully, for our listeners, he's going to prove us wrong.
You can't be that wrong all the time.
I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you not to fade Brad, by the way. I'm not telling you not to fade him because, I mean, if you do get, you know, that from Joel Embiid, then I could see the 76ers winning that game outright, mm-hmm. you know? But I just.
It wasn't the same Joel myself, after the injury.
Yeah, that was a sick ass play, though. The self alley oop.
Throwing it off the backboard.
Crazy. A dude of that size doing that? That's nuts. And then finally, Nuggets and Lakers. Brad's got the Nuggets -7, -112.
Just in awe of the Nuggets.
Yeah.
You take the best shot from the Lakers. Really, I won't say best shot. Their supporting cast did nothing. It was all Anthony Davis and LeBron. And that didn't need to be the case this season, these playoffs, everything else. They needed more from the supporting cast. They didn't get anything. And Denver's rolling away at the end of that game.
I don't know.
I don't know that changes.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, D'Angelo have a game every now and then.
I mean, he did shoot, you know, career best from three.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dreadful. He was absolutely dreadful against the Nuggets.
I don't expect him to be bad the whole series, but he could be.
But there were absolutely
6 of 21 of 9 from 3 D'Angelo was.
Yeah, there were moments where LeBron's on the bench and he's like contemplating his life. Like he's like, I can't beat this team. I can't beat this team.
They own
in the regular season, I can't beat him in the playoffs.
Was it 9 straight you said,
yes.
Jason?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, and so the only question to me is can they keep it within the number?
Right.
And I think that is I don't think they're winning the series, but can they keep it within 7? I mean, that's possible. I certainly believe that's possible. But I also think it's possible that LeBron's just played too many damn minutes and he's not built for the altitude anymore. And my guy, he's 40 years old.
My thing, there's going to be a little give up in those guys at some point.
Exactly.
When they start thinking like, look, I'm doing the best I can, him and AD both, and we just don't have enough. At some point, you just start to feel like the other side owns you.
Yeah, we can't beat them.
I mean, what else can LeBron and AD do? Nothing.
They can't be better.
At some point, you're going to get a little exasperated by that, you would think.
Now, can Reeves be better? Yes.
He has to be.
Can D'Angelo be better? Yes.
That's the difference right there in terms of getting beat by 11. Those guys got
to be better. Is Anthony Davis going to be as good as he was on Saturday night? I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, he was freaking amazing.
Really good.
Like, what do you have, 32 and 14?
Yes, I mean, he was awesome.
Basically matched Jokic. He did match Jokic.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't know. Like, what are they going to do with Michael Porter Jr. out there? Jamal Murray, we know, is going to cook them. I don't know. I'm very pessimistic about the Lakers for the series. Is there a world where, you know, my God, Dinwiddie gives you anything? You know? I mean, 5 points? You know, can you get that? It's possible.
The role players can play better and get them within the number, but
yeah,
I just don't have much confidence in it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like in terms of the play that I feel the best about is Cleveland today. And I could maybe bet Lakers. Again, if you could tell me that LeBron really, really cares. If he doesn't care, I could see him saying, whatever, we'll take us back to LA, try to even it up there. You know, I'm not sure. So anyway, that's fade Brad today. So if you're fading Brad, you'll be betting Cleveland -5. Philly +5.5, and the Los Angeles Lakers +7. That's if you're fading Brad. So,
I thought you had Magic +5.
Yeah,
am I wrong?
Magic
no, yeah, he had Magic
+5.
Yeah,
okay. I thought you said Cleveland -5.
If you're fading Brad, I'm saying.
Gotcha.
You
win if you're fading.
You're going all the way over.
Yeah, which is what you should be doing. Cleveland -5 for you guys, Philadelphia +5.5 for you guys, and then Lakers +7 for you guys.
Okay.
So, good luck, Brad. You're going for either 2-11 or, maybe a little 5-8.
Well, as my wife tells me, I'm pretty good at being wrong, so.
Most likely.
You know?
U.S. Integrity is going to get involved if you keep hitting at this clip.
You would think it'd be hard to.
Yes. Most likely, you're going to be 2-1 or 1-2. That's my guess.
Okay.
And then we have...
I feel good about that.
We have three more tomorrow. Three more guys. I mean, this is a marathon.
Well, I won't study too hard. I'll focus on, seeing what I do tonight, and then we'll get to day two on day two.
No, let's be clear. We don't want you to study.
No, that's part of here.
Because here, you'll just accidentally start winning if you, do a little research,
I
right?
I think that's fair.
You would think. I'm not saying you're going to, make money, but you'll win some.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got some messages from people who, and I do need to say this, they parlayed all your picks, right, the other way, right?
Yeah.
Don't parlay,
right? Because you're going to lose.
Exactly. He went 8-2. He didn't go 10-0.
Right.
In terms of fading him. But if you just bet every single one of his picks and you faded,
individually,
you would have made, again, if $100 on every fade, almost $600.
Yeah.
Or you got nothing because you parlayed. I always tell people this. It's so much better to do the straight bet every time. Mm. So much better to do the straight bet every single time because, you can win that way. You don't have to go undefeated. People don't think about that. People look at sports betting as like this, bet a little to win a lot.
Yeah, right? And is that why the books promote those parlays so much? And I know we're not doing an ad here.
Again, you're pulling the curtain back here, brother. I mean, because they know you're not going to win.
We want to service the listeners here at some points, too.
I mean, you can. We've all won parlays before.
Yeah, but I may have won a few.
The hold is much higher,
which
means you're extremely less likely to win. And that's what they want.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So again, I'll tweet it out for those who didn't hear it. But Brad likes the Magic, he likes the Knicks, and he likes the Nuggets today. So do with that information what you will. And as always, bet responsibly.
Responsibly.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.